In attendance of the trustees so far, Trustee Morrow, Trustee McDermott, Trustee Cannon, Trustee Ellicker. I don't see any of the other trustees on yet, but we do have a quorum. And let's dive in. I'm going to skip over item one for now and go to item two, approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the April 27, 2023 meeting minutes?
So moved.
Is there a motion by Mr. Cannon? Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Morrow made the second. Any discussion on the minutes? Any discussion on the minutes? All is in favor of approving the minutes, Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. McDermott?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow?
Aye.
And I have an aye as well. So let's move on to item three. Unless there's an objection by the trustees, I'm going to pass over item 3A and move on to item 3. The 2022 annual report. And also, I forgot to welcome Attorney Crumby. Thank you for joining us, Attorney Crumby. This is, I think, the first meeting that you're representing us. And also to thank Attorney Cohn. As trustees will remember, there's Attorney Cohn has agreed to do an overlap. And I asked her to attend this morning's meeting as well. But welcome, Mr. Crumby.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is for item 3B. Should I turn this over to Dave or David Mendel?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Hey, David. How are
you? Good. Thank you. Good to see everyone. If we're talking about the annual report to the Policemen and Firemen's Fund, correct. Is that correct? Okay.
Correct.
Yes.
And for the record, we've been joined by Trustee Ribeiro and Trustee Brooks.
Okay. We recently completed this report that's put together every year. Leanna invited me today to provide a brief summary and to answer any general questions about it. So as in prior years, I usually just go through the report page by page really quickly and then just pause for questions at the end. So that's what I'm about to do right now. And I'll start by sharing screen. So to start, again, this is a report that's put together every year for the benefit of the employees of the Police and Firemen's Fund and whoever wants to read the report. I'll just start by saying that the information found in this report is all old information. It's being recycled from the 2022 valuation report and the 2022 disclosures. So nothing you're seeing right now is new information. Okay, so the report breaks down into two general parts. The first one is just a general summary of the plan provision. And again, I'm just going to go through this briefly page by page so you know what's in the report. So page one, history of the plan, when it was founded, participation count, amount of assets in the plan. And then we start with the plan provisions, eligibility, employee contributions, whether you're police, whether you're fire, 10% versus more, final average pay. You have different tiers, which are based on date of hire. So anyone can look through this report and find out, does your average pay include overtime? Does it include extra duty? Things like that. Service retirement, the general formula, whether it's a 2% multiplier or a 2.5% multiplier is dependent on date of hire. So someone can go with this report and find out how their plan provisions work. It talks about sick leave buyback. That's the provision at the end where you turn unused sick time into additional service. What are the rules of the caps on other buybacks, things like that, disability calculations, death benefits, what happens if you end employment before you're vested or before you're eligible to start payment, COLAs, you have every other year COLAs, what your caps are dependent on date of hire and what tier you're in. And then the second part of the report, we get to general information about assets and liabilities. And again, this information is being recycled from the 2022 valuation report, which was completed a couple months ago. So I'm just really skimming through this briefly. Here's general how your assets are, liabilities, funded percentage is about 33%. And again, that comes from the 2022 value report, a breakdown of assets, very simple breakdown. There are Raymond James reports out there that give much more detail if you're interested. A breakdown of cash flows, ins and outs. And again, employees can just see this report to see, if they want to see total employee contributions versus employer contributions, a very big number here. And then where the money, the cash flow outs are going to retirees, to expenses, things like that. Here's a graph that summarizes that information. And then again, that's the end of the report. These are just the legal counsel, custodians, and all the other people that you hire to help you with the pension plan. But again, that's the annual report for the Police and Firemen's Pension Plan, and that's essentially it. But if anyone has any questions or general comments or anything they want to discuss, I'm happy to do so.
Thanks, David. Are there any questions by the trustees? Any questions?
Just one question.
Mr. Kim.
In the past, this report has been provided to all the members of Police and Fire. Is that something that could be, is this going to be accessible online?
Leanna? Yes, it's going to be posted online.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Excellent. Any other questions? Any other questions for David? Thank you, David. Moving on to item four.
Excuse me, Mayor. There needs to be a vote.
We have to approve it. Is there a motion to approve the 2022 annual report? Thank you, Leanna.
Still moved, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, Trustee Brooks. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rivero made the second. Any discussion on approval of the report? All those in favor, Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Rivero?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Dermott?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Trustee Cannon is going to abstain. I'm just seeing the report for the first time.
Okay, Trustee Cannon's abstaining, and I am an aye as well, so the report is approved. Moving on to item four, note for the record, age annuity retirement for Miriam Garcia. Trustee Vereen has joined us. Trustee Vereen, how do you vote?
I'm an aye as well.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Vereen. The item passes. Item four, community retirement information only. Note for the record, the retirement of Miriam Garcia. Thank you for your service. Item five, contribution withdrawals information only, Jordan Lytel. Moving on to item six, age annuity retirement and service-connected disability, Nancy Jordan, Timothy Keeley, Ronald Presley, Michael Farrell, Gerard Bellamy, and Nicole Natale. Do any of the trustees need to go into executive session to discuss any of these items? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve these items?
Motion to approve.
A motion by Mr. Cannon. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee McDermott made the second. Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Rivero?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
I am an aye as well. That passes. Item number seven, death after retirement information only. William Piasek passed away. If we could have a moment of silence in reflection of William. Item eight, payment of the bills. Are there any All right, can you all hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So we're on item eight, payment of the bills. Trustee Cannon made a motion to approve payment of the bills. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee McDermott, second in the motion. Is there any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
Trustee Rivera.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. So payment of the bills is passed. Is there any old business? Any new business? All right, moving on to item one, investment report. Great. Good morning, everyone. We're going to go through April numbers today. The next meeting, I'm just going to be brief today. The next meeting will be a little bit longer. We'll probably have a presentation. And the good news is that it'll be the day before the end of the fiscal year. So even though we're looking at May numbers, we'll have a pretty good handle on where we are for the fiscal year. I can run that report pretty much by the day. It won't be to the number, but once the alternatives come in, a few months later, we'll have a final number. So if you look at the top line of the report, go over to the fiscal year-to-date number, and we're in the high sixes. Again, we're not at 6.9% right now. We're at 7.25%. So hopefully within the next, we can get up to that number of 7.25%. If you look over to the 1 year and the three-year number at 11% is above and beyond the discount rate, which is good. But on the large cap equities, you can see as a group or where the fiscal year-to-date number is 8.87%. So definitely on the way there. Larger capitalization stocks, whether it's large growth or large value, has really been the best return versus other stocks. So if you go down from there, you can look at Sizer, Aristotle, and Atalanta. And the disparity there between all of them in the short term is really the fact that growth is outperformed dramatically versus value, which is against most people's opinions on Wall Street, but it continues to go. In fact, NVIDIA reported last night, they make all the chips for AI. The stock's up 5%, which is the equivalent of the market cap of the third largest chip maker. So it's pretty amazing. Volatility there on the ups and downs, but good job when they're doing well. I mean, that's basically, like I said, bottom-up stock picking type investment. Below that, Mutual of America, we've talked about this, they're more beta. If you look across their numbers for any, very, very close to their index. So I'm talking to them about, hey, what's in this portfolio specifically, even though I can see it, and why are you doing this, that you're so close to the index, why shouldn't we be doing the index at less money? So I'll be talking to them. We might even bring them in for a Q&A about that exact topic because it's been a while since they've been doing it that way. Switch over to small cap equity. Hopefully they can see the report. Can they see the report?
No.
Again? Can someone pull it up?
I don't have access to that.
Leanne?
I have access to sharing the screen, so you can share the screen.
Yeah, I didn't bring my laptop, so it reverberates when I bring it in here.
Right.
Just take my word for what it is. What's anybody got?
Yeah.
I'll continue.
Is Leanna on? She could maybe pull it up.
Yeah.
Leanna, are you on still?
I am, but I'm on my phone, unfortunately. So everyone has a screen.
Okay. I'll continue. If you have any questions at any point in time, just slow me down and ask that. I apologize. You can't see it. I usually bring my laptop in here and share, but when I have it open, no one can hear me because it reverberates. So maybe next time I'll bring that as a backup. Small cap equity, done well, but again, not as well as large and mid. Across the board, pretty good numbers for ClearBridge. Cook and Beeler, again, on the fiscal year-to-date number outperforming. And you can look across the board, all of them have variable. Below that's our fixed income portfolio, five managers, all very close in performance, very good numbers over 6 months. However, when we see the May numbers, you're going to see probably negative numbers. And the fact that the 10-year's really gone back up and rates have really gone back up, especially with some of the stuff I'll talk about next few minutes. So doing their job, but it might be a little soft in the next 30. Hopefully they can swing something better than negative.
Dave, what page are we on?
Thank you.
Now we're on page 4. So I kind of went through all of that. If there are any questions again as you're listening?
Am I in the right spot?
What's that?
Am I in the right spot?
That's the first page. So you want to go down there to, I went through all of those on page 4.
Oh, gotcha.
Right here. So talks about our cash balances here. I took a look at our other custodian today, not much cash there. So we're going to hoard this for now. We're going to use it for benefit payments, which will last us probably another between 3 and 4 months,
give or take, and that's normal for the portfolio. We usually go into the fall pretty lean on account, and that's where we start trimming the portfolio per the allocation to benefit payments going into, again, we usually get funded in the latter part of the December type frame, and then flush with cash again for the first half of the year, and it's just the nature of it. You can go to page 11, Mayor. Just skip forward to that. So this talks about our asset allocation. We have a current allocation and our target allocation. So we have specific numbers for our target, and then we have the current allocation. And it goes between ranges. You can see that the target range, which is fourth column over, is the ability to go in between that. So we're in line with pretty much every asset class except for cash. We're high in that. We're always a little high in that because we need to have reserves. So we're a little in that, but that will actually fall into the TIA allocation and the IPS range within the next couple of months. We still have a little bit of a large tilt when it comes to large capitalization. If you look at my story back then, they've all done well. We are going to take some money from Sizer just because they always get up to about 10% of the portfolio. Per the IPS, we can't have that. So we're going to take some money from them. We're going to just give it to the other two managers and balance it out. So that's something to keep in mind for the next report. If you want to pull up, you don't really have to, Mayor, but if you want to pull up something that says market talk on there, sorry. I'll be brief with this. I know it's a brief meeting. There's a lot of slides. Yeah, here we are. So this is just, we're just going to put the first page up there. We don't have to go through this report. I have some highlights I'll talk about. If you can see at the top right-hand side, the double-digit numbers, NASDAQ, it's up more than that, again, since then. So really concentrated market. Below that, the green numbers talks about where all this return is coming from. And you can see that most of it's communication services and technology. And the weighting of that in the overall S&P is very, very large. It's over 30%. So again, it's been driven by a narrow group. We're looking for that to widen out. To have a narrow group like that's not necessarily great for the overall market when it comes to the health of the market. So we want to kind of have the winners hopefully stay there or slow down, but have everything else breadth-wise start to perform. We think that will average out. The question is, do we see a big pullback on that? So there's two things right now, besides everything else that's out there. There's two things right now that's really driving this market in the near term, and that's the Federal Reserve. We've talked about it a lot, and they're trying to just figure out, you know, Goldilocks, is it too hot or is it too cold? And right now they think that it's too hot, so they're raising interest rates. We thought they were done as a consensus, but they're not, in our opinion. In fact, some people are calling for two interest rate hikes at 25 basis points. We're calling for one. So maybe one more in June. People are going to have a problem with that because obviously rates being moved up, put a lot of pressure on local banks. You read the news on that because they have portfolios of fixed income, and when the rates go up, there's the portfolio. So we'll watch that. Hopefully they know what they're doing more than everyone else. The other thing that we're looking at in the news every single day now is the debt ceiling. So the question is it really going to happen? I don't think so. I don't think anybody thinks it's really going to happen. The question is, how close do they get to June 1st in order to keep this market in pace? And we've seen some volatility in the last couple of days. And the real question is, and actually Mayor probably know more than me, can they actually put a fix in without doing the whole package? Can they pay Social Security and pay bondholders and not and Medicare, Medicaid, but not pay other benefits? The question is, can they do that? Can they come to a consensus? But as we all know, it's not good news if they default. And I don't think that's ever going to happen, in my opinion, but you'll see some bumps between now and then. So to summarize where I think we're going to be, where we're going to be in the next 3 months, I don't know. The consensus, again, is that the market will soften based on the economy slowing down. And hopefully we're prepared for that, being the allocation that we have is defensive in nature versus the overall stock market. So a couple of things to keep in mind. Looking down the field, it's a 30-year portfolio, but let's look out 2 years, all right, versus where we are right now, because it's easier to kind of figure out where that's going to be. Yields on bonds will be lower, okay? So that's a good thing for stocks and bonds. Interest rates set by the Federal Reserve will be lower. So they're raising rates right now, but they will turn on a dime when they think that this economy slowed enough, and they'll drop rates, and that will be a good thing for most things, including stocks. So yields will be down. Interest rates will be down. Inflation will be down because what they're going to do, again, raising these interest rates is to slow inflation. So the first three things, great. Yields down, interest rates down, inflation down. What does that mean for the stock market? Stocks are one thing. Stocks go up. So that's a good thing. The other thing that's guaranteed, in my opinion, is that between now and then, you're going to see a lot of volatility. You're going to see a lot of swings up and down, and we got to just, you know, weather that storm like we always do. And again, 2 years out, if we keep this current allocation and add more money as the city gives it to us, we'll take advantage of those times. So with that, I'll convene and open up to questions if anybody has some.
Any questions? For the record, I don't know anything more than Dave about what's going to happen with debt ceiling and how they're going to manage it.
That was going to be my question, so thank you for answering that.
Any questions from the trustees on this?
Yeah, did you touch upon real estate?
Yeah, well, we can talk about that.
Do you want to keep the report up? Or?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
It's page 6.
Yeah, those numbers are dated because they're not, they're slowed down. We have talked to some of our real estate managers, including Intercontinental, Terracat. There's issues in commercial real estate, as we all know. Vacancies in Class A space has been really, really tough. So vacancies up in, for example, San Francisco went from 9% up to close to 30%. So I got in situations where these large Class A spaces and these large investments that these people have made have not only gone down in value, but liquidity has dried up. So they're putting markets, you know, buildings on the market for $500 million and getting one bid for half of that. Whereas 3 years ago, you'd get multiple bids at or above price. So there's a lot of pressure there. We do have exposure to it. We'll probably bring in a manager and talk about that, but that's something that you'll see in the news going forward a lot when it comes to how much exposure do these real estate managers have. Foremost, but secondly, how many banks funded these projects that are going to take a hit on that too. So good question, Trustee Cannon, and we'll get back to you in more details about that. And if not, bring somebody in for a conversation.
Okay, and allocation, where are we? Are we in line? Adjustments that need to be made? I know we haven't touched upon it in a while. We keep talking about it.
No, right now, in my opinion, the allocation is good. We're actually made real estate slightly in the past. And we've been we're in line in real estate. Our target's 6%, we're at 785. So we're over our target range, we're within range, but that number used to be higher. It used to be about 500 basis points over the total range. And it's come back in line. So question is, no, I don't think we're making any moves on there right now. I think we watch and see. And see if it comes down enough where we can make some additions, either to current managers or to a new opportunity.
In relation to what you spoke about with stocks and rates coming down in the future, be volatile for a while, but yeah. If the rates were to come down, the real estate portfolio would turn.
Yeah, it should. Yep, absolutely. It takes some time. They got inventory that they have to work their way out. They have to refi, and they have to have some more liquidity. So when buyers coming in, but they're coming in for a deal, and it's a bargain. So if you're a seller, tough market. If you're a buyer, it's kind of like what happened with housing, right? Housing, you know, everyone was bidding $20,000 over on their houses trying to get them, and now that's softened up a little bit. There's a demand issue on the residential housing, and there's a big demand issue on the commercial housing for different reasons. So, and we just re-upped with Eagle Rock, so that money will stay in there. So we'll see some more movement in those multiple managers on real estate. But we'll keep a close eye on it. Hopefully we can take advantage of it. Like some people on the buying side are.
Thank you.
Other questions? From the trustees. Seeing no other questions, there's no other items on the agenda. I did want to take a moment to thank Attorney Cohn. She's been doing this work for a very long time, and as always, with integrity and an interest in keeping the pension fund out of trouble, on course, and doing the right thing. And so we're very, very grateful for your service, Attorney Cohn.
Thank you. It's been an honor representing this pension fund.
Thank you, Attorney Cohn.
Trustee Alucard.
Go ahead.
If I may, I echo your sentiment. Tell Attorney Cohn, thank you, and it's a pleasure working with you all of these years. So thank you so much for your service.
Thank you for your kind words, Trustee Rivera. I appreciate them.
Thanks, Trustee Rivera. Unless there's anything else, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. Cannon made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I think that was Trustee Brooks that made the second. All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
All right.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody. See you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.